We'll start the fourth shiur on Bein Hashmashos, on Twin Light. We left out last time was a question. Somebody who accepted Shabbos early and forgot to light the Hanukkah candles. So he wants to appoint now somebody else as his shliach to light the Hanukkah candles for him. So we asked that there was a problem in Monafshoch. If that person shliach is considered you shliach, and therefore it's considered as if you're lighting, then it's considered that you're lighting on Shabbos, you mechalel Shabbos. What are you going to say? No, his lighting is not considered as if you're lighting, and therefore you're not mechalel Shabbos. Then how are you performing the mitzvah of Adlokas Neir Chanukah? The reason we picked Neiros Chanukah is because by Neiros Shabbos, you can be mechalek and say that the mitzvah is not the hadlaka, rather the mitzvah is that there is light in the house. And therefore, you can make the argument that even though it's considered your mitzvah, however, the hadlaka is not yours, and it's not considered that you were madlik on Shabbos. Rather, the result that there is light is Mitzyachis to you, is connected to you and credited to you. But here on Hanukkah, the mitzvah is hadlaka oisa mitzvah. The mitzvah on the neiros of Hanukkah is to light them. So if you want to perform the mitzvah of lighting the menorah, and you're going to put the shliach after you accepted Shabbos to light the menorah for you, we have a problem in Monashach. If he is indeed considered yishliach, it's considered as if you are lighting, then you are mechalel Shabbos. If it's not considered as if you're lighting, then how are you mekayim the mitzvah of Adlokas Nei Chanukah? Now we mentioned that the Mishnah Berurah says that if a lady forgot and she first lit the Shabbos candles, she can appoint someone to light the Neiros Chanukah for her. We just want to clarify, how does it work? So it seems that it should be tolu in a machlokes amoroi. There's a Gemara in Bab Metzia Dafyut Omid Beis. And the Gemara is saying that there's an exception. And usually we do say, Ein Shliach Ledvar Aviro. That's how we pass the halacha like Basila. That if I appoint you to eat a piece of chazar, that Aviro is totally yours, even though I appointed you as a Shliach, I do not get punished for that Aviro. It's your Avera, and not only Chazer, but any Avera, I appoint you to Chazer Shalom kill somebody, and you go ahead and you murder someone, that is an Avera, but it's not credited to me, rather you are the one who is responsible for that Avera. Why? Because Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera. We do not say Shlichus von Avera. There is a svara to it, Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Mishaimim. Since you are prohibited to kill anyway, why are you doing it? If the student tells you to do something and the master the teacher tells you to do something, not to do it, to do the opposite, who are you supposed to listen to? To the master, to the rebbe. So since you went ahead and you didn't listen, that means that you're doing it on your own mind and you're not doing it because of me, therefore I'm not held responsible for it. It's considered that you did it on your own. So the general rule is Ein Shliach Ledvar Aviro. There's no Shlichus for Aviro. The Gemara in Bar Metzia Daf Yud Amud Beis discussed an exception to that rule. Ravina says, Hei Chamrinah Din Shliach Ledvar Aviro. When do we say that there's no Shlichus Ledvar Aviro? Hei Chad the Shliach Bachiyuve. That's only if the Shliach indeed is commanded in the same commandment as I am. But if for him it is not an Avera, and I tell him to do so, you don't have the svara of Divra Talmud, and therefore I would be held responsible for his action. Whereas Rav Sama says no. So when do we say Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera? That's only, that means that includes every case where the Shliach is he has a free will, he has an option at least to do or not to do, to exclude a chotzer. If somebody throws in a stolen object into my backyard is considered my extension, and I'm considered now the owner of that object because my backyard acquires that object for me. Now, what are you going to say? Ein shleach ledvar avera. Says Rav Soma, ein shleach ledvar avera is only said if the agent, the shliach, has a bchira, has the option to do or not to do. But a backyard, which is an extension of mine, does not have the bchira, the option of to do or not to do, and therefore there would be shliachas for a backyard, and the backyard would be considered a shliach, and therefore that's the exception of shliach ledvar avera. But if I have someone who is not commanded on that particular prohibition, but he has the ability to do or not to do, that person cannot be a shliach, and therefore I will not be charged with the avera. So Rav Soma holds that even though the shliach is not bar chiyuva, there is no shlichus for dvar avera. Whereas Ravino holds that if the shliach is not bar chiyuva, the shliach is not commanded and prohibited in that prohibition, there is shlichus ledvar avera. Says the Gemara, there would be a nafkamin. And the Gemara gives two examples of a nafkamin. One example is a kohen who appoints a shliach to marry a divorced lady for him. A kohen is prohibited in marrying a divorced lady. Now the agent that he appoints, the shliach that he appoints, is a Yisrael. A Yisrael is permitted to marry a divorced lady. So he wants now that Yisrael, who is not a bar chiyuvo, who is not commanded in that prohibition of marrying a divorced lady, he wants him to be his shliach, to marry that lady for him. He should go and give her the ring and say that with acceptance of that ring she would become married to the kohen. Says the Gemara that there would be nafkamina, that according to Ravina, that says that everything is pending if the shliach is bar chiyuva or not, since the shliach is not commanded on that particular prohibition of a grusha, he would qualify to be a shliach, and therefore I would be responsible, the kohen would be responsible for that prohibited marriage, and he would transgress the prohibition of the marrying a grusha. Whereas according to Rav Soma, that it's all pending if the shliach is a bar bchira, has a free will, excluding a chotzer. This case where the shliach, a Yisrael, is a bar bchira, he would not be able to be a shliach, he would not qualify to be a shliach for avera, and therefore we do not say shlichos, and therefore the kohen would not transgress the prohibition of grusha l'kohen. That's one example, one nafkamina that the Gemara gives. The Gemara gives another nafkamina if a man appoints a lady to take off the payas of a minor, of a katan. A man is prohibited to be makif, to take off payas, not only his, but payas of someone else as well. Whereas a lady does not have the prohibition, not for her and not for others, to take off the payas. So the man now is appointing the lady to be her shliach, to be his shliach, to take off the payas of that cotton. So according to Ravina, since the shliach here, the case of the lady, she's not bar chiyuva, she's not commanded on the prohibition of akofas peyah, she would qualify to be a shliach, and we do say shlichus in such a case, ledvar avera, and therefore the Yisrael, the man, would transgress the prohibition of akofas peyah. Whereas according to Rav Soma, that it's all depending if the shliach is a bar bchira, if the shliach has free will, we do not say shlichus ledvar avera, and therefore even in that case where the lady is not bar chiyuva, but since she has free will, she is boi ovid, boi loy ovid, we do not say shlichus ledvar avera, and therefore the man is not held responsible for the prohibition of a kafas peyah. That is the Gemara. So if we bring that back to our case, where somebody accepted Shabbos early, and now he wants somebody else to do malacha for him, as far as shlichus, he wants him to light the candles. So according to Ravina, we would say that since the shliach is not bar chiyuva, since the shliach is not prohibited in that action, he does qualify to be a shliach l'dvar avera, And therefore, that hadlaka should be considered my hadlaka. And I would be considered being mechalel Shabbos. So that's the question we started off. Let's bring one more case, and then we're going to go to clarify. A kohen who is asking, appointing Yisrael to be his shliach, to do kvura, to bury a deceased person. So the kohen wants to perform the mitzvah of kvura, but here we're talking about a relative that he's not permitted to be metameh, to become impure. So he wants to appoint a Yisrael to go into the cemetery and do the mitzvah of kvura to be credited to him. Problem is that if the kohen wants to get the credit for that mitzvah, that means that the shliach is considered as if he is doing it, and if he is doing it, then it's considered that he's metameh lemeis, that he becomes impure. So he would be over issa of being metameh. Now the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Samach Gimel Sif Yud Zayin says that somebody who accepted Shabbos early is permitted to tell Yisrael to do malacha for him, and that's based on the Rashba, and the Rashba based it on the Gemara. But the Pnei Yeshua in Chuvas Pnei Yeshua Siman Gimel is asking, he says this bothered him for over 20 years. This question bothered him, that this halach of the Rashba should be depending in a machloikes amoroyim, and according to Ravina, that if the shliach is not bachiyuva, he qualifies to be a shliach dvar avira, it would be prohibited. To the extent that the Pnei Yeshua is asking, why is Amir al-Akum telling Goy to do malacha for you on Shabbos? Is only a rabbinical prohibition, is only Issa de Rabbanon. It should be a Issa de Raisa, it should be a biblical prohibition to tell a Goy to do malacha for you on Shabbos, because he is considered Yishliach. And therefore it's considered as if you did the malacha. Now in this, you can argue and say, the Ein Shlichus L'Akum. Now what are you going to say? That a goy cannot be a shliach, Ein Shlichus L'Akum. So the Pnei Yeshua is working there with the opinions that Yesh Shlichus L'Akum L'Chumra, that we are stringent regarding L'Chumra, we assume that Yesh Shlichus L'Akum, and therefore should be a biblical prohibition. But in our case, where somebody accepted Shabbos, he's asking on this case of the Shulchan Aruch, that somebody accepted Shabbos can tell a Yisrael to do malacha for him. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua, how can you do so? It should be a biblical prohibition because he's considered Yishliach and you are over the Issa. Now, I'm sure you're familiar, you heard about the concept of not having Shlichos on Mitzvah Shebegufoy. I'll give you an example. You have a Mitzvah to put on Tefillin every day on your hand. Why can't you appoint a shliach that he should be your shliach to put on tefillin on his hand every day? And with this, you will perform the mitzvah of tefillin while you are still sleeping in bed. Why do you have to go and put on the tefillin on your hand? Appoint so and so to be your shliach. He will put on the tefillin every single day, and he will be your shliach, and you will perform the mitzvah. Why is this any different than all the other mitzvahs that you can perform the mitzvah by someone else? You can light the menorah by appointing a shliach to light the menorah for you. Why can't you appoint a shliach to put on the tefillin on his hand, and the mitzvah should be credited for you? So the Tosfos read, the Tosfos in Choshen Mishpat, Kuf Pei Beis, brings the Tosfos read, that on mitzvah shebegufo we do not say shlichus. Meaning, that when the Torah commands, and the Torah's interest is that my body should perform the mitzvah, that the body should be performed with my body, on that you don't apply shlichus. If the mitzvah is an action that I have to do, a particular action of to be minaneh the lulav, or to make a maise hadlaka, maybe lulav is not a good example, but if I need to make a maise hadlaka, the mitzvah is an action that I'm supposed to do, you can, or it's a kenyan, you have to acquire something, or even a mitzvah of kiddushin or Gerushin, so I can appoint a shliach, and the result of that action is going to be credited to me. If I need to make an act of acquisition in order to acquire something, I can appoint a shliach who's going to do the act of acquisition. He's going to do the ma'isa kenyan, and the result, the chalois, is going to be related to me. I can appoint a shliach to marry a lady, to be mekadesh a lady. He's doing the act of acquisition, so to speak, the ma'isa kiddushin. But the chalois, the result, is related to me. She becomes married to me. But when the Torah gives a mitzvah that has to be performed with my body, on this we do not say shlichus. Your body does not become my body. The result of your action can be translated to me, credited to me as an agent, as a shliach. But your body does not become my body. When the mitzvah is that the mitzvah has to be performed with the body. So when the Torah says, "Ukshatim lo'is al yadecho," you should adorn the tefillin on your hand. So when I point the shliach, the ma'isik shira, the action of adorning the tefillin, putting on the tefillin, could be related to me. But your hand of the shliach does not become my hand. And therefore, we do not say shlichus. Because the mitzvah is not the ma'isik shira, the mitzvah is lohaniach tefillin. The tefillin should be munach, the tefillin should be adorned on your body. The same thing is with the mitzvah of sukkah. There's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. I cannot appoint you as my shliach to sit in the sukkah for me, because the mitzvah is that my body needs to be sitting in the sukkah. So your body does not become my body. That's davar shebegufo, and on this we do not say shlichus. Says the Beis Meir in Evan Ha'ezer Simon Hay that by Shabbos, when I appoint a shliach to do a malacha for me on Shabbos, why is that not the issa d'oraisa? Because I, by the end of the day, when the Torah wants me to be shavus on Shabbos, the Torah wants that my body should be resting on Shabbos. My body should not perform malacha. When I appoint a shliach to do a malacha for me, even though malacha is done through me and it's considered my shlichus, but my body rested on Shabbos, so I did not violate the issa of malach on Shabbos. An example is if I initiate a malacha that is going to happen during Shabbos, but it started it before Shabbos. For example, I put up a crock pot before Shabbos. Even though the ma'isa bishul, the cooking, is taking place on Shabbos through me, but since my body is resting on Shabbos, there's no prohibition involved. So too, if I appoint a shliach to do a ma'isa hadlaka, to light a candle for me on Shabbos, even though I was mekabel Shabbos, that ma'isa hadlaka of Neiros Chanukah is credited to me, and it's considered as if I made the ma'isa hadlaka, but I still was not mechal Shabbos, since my body ended up resting on Shabbos. And what the Torah is makpid by Shabbos is that my body should be resting on Shabbos. Well, my body ended up resting on Shabbos. So that would be, that seems to be an answer to our question. When I was mekabel Shabbos, how can I have it both ways? How can I be credited with the mitzvah of Adlaka, Sneiros Chanukah, if at the same time I was mekabel Shabbos, and not to be mechalel Shabbos? The answer is that since on Shabbos the Torah is makbid that my body should be resting on Shabbos, my body did rest on Shabbos. My body did not perform any melacha. The ma'isa adlaka through the mitzvah of shlichus is considered as if I did the mitzvah of adlakas neiros Chanukah. I did perform the mitzvah and I am credited for it. But at the same time, I did it in a way where my body is still resting on Shabbos, and therefore I did not violate the chilul Shabbos. Now back to our second example of a Kohen who's asking a Yisrael to bury the deceased person for him, and the Kohen wants to be credited with the mitzvah of Kvuah. So offhand we would say the same idea, that the Kohen can be credited with the mitzvah of Kvuah, and it would be considered as if he did the Maisik Kvuah, and at the same time he is not transgressing the prohibition of Lo Yitoma. The Kohen does not become impure. His body did not enter a Beis HaKvaros. His body did not become impure, and therefore he would be able to perform the mitzvah of Kvura and not be over the Issa of Lo Yitoma. So the Chasam Soifin or Achayim Reish Alef Taka says that if a Yisrael tells a Kohen to eat truma for him, there's no issa at all going on. Since for the Kohen, there's no issa to eat truma, so when Yisrael appoints the Kohen to eat truma for him, there's no issa to be meyaches to the Yisrael. So the Chasam Sofer is of the opinion that if for the Shliach there is no Issa at all going on, so then there is nothing to be Mechayev the Meshaleach. However, the Noida B'Yehuda Kama in Simen Peyos Yisches says Tomei she'omar le'tohor, if an impure person, a Tomei, told a Tohor person, somebody is pure, both are Kohanim, but one of them is Tomei and he's not permitted to eat Kochim, the other one is Tohor and he's permitted to eat Kochim. So the Tomei tells the Tohor to eat Kochim, to be my Shliach, to eat Kochim for me. Says the Noda B'Yehuda that the Meshaleach, the Tomei, would be Chayov if not for the concept of Zeh Nene Vezeh Mischayev Lo Yamrinon. If not for the fact that we don't say that if you enjoy, I'm going to get punished for it. If not for that Svara, the Meshaleach would be over on Achilas Kochim B'Tomei. To the extent that the Noda B'Yehuda understands that this would be according to Ravina, that says that everything is pending if the Shliach is Bachiyuva, and we mentioned the case where a man tells a lady to take off the payas of the cotton, since the lady is not commanded on the Issa of Payah, therefore the man is going to be transgressing the Issa of Hakofas Payah, because the lady qualifies to be a Shliach, she's not Bachiyuva. So too, says the Noda B'Yehuda here, we would say that the Tomei who appoints the Tohor to eat the Kochim, since the Tohor is permitted to eat Kochim, he would qualify to be a Shliach of the Tomei, and therefore the Tomei would be over on the Issa, and therefore he wants to disprove the Halacha can't be like Ravina. Just on a footnote, if the Halacha is like Rav Sameh or like Ravina, the Pashtus reading of the Ramah in Choshe Mishpat Kuf Pei Bei Sif Aleph is Mashma Lagavina, because he says Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera, with the exception if the Shliach is not Bar Chiyuvo, which seems to be the wording of Avina. The Shach there disagrees with the Ramah, and the Ktsois in Sif Katan Dalet there goes with the opinion of the Shach, and so does Reb Shlomo Klug and Chochma Shlomo there. However, the Pischa Tshuva already mentions different Priskim who disagree and do rule like the Ramah. But that's just on a footnote according to who do we Paskin. But what I wanted to point out is that it seems that this question would be a Machloikes Amoroyim in the Gemara, to the extent that the Primi Godim in Reish Samach Gimel in the Mishpat Zohar Sivkotin Gimel says this halacha that we say that somebody who accepted Shabbos can tell somebody else who did not accept Shabbos to do malacha for him, says the Pimigodim, Ulefizeh, and according to that, a Kohen would be permitted to tell Yisrael to go into a cemetery for him. But he says, but maybe, according to Ravina, who says that everything is pending if it's Bar Chiyuva, and since the Yisrael has no prohibition entering the Beis HaKvoros, he would be considered the Shliach of the Kohen, and therefore it would be an Issa. And as Shliach is named Shlucha Shel Adam Kamoisei, Bekoshken Laman Omar Eichet the Shliach Ein Bar Chiyuva HaMeshaleach Chayev. So therefore, a Kohen would be not be permitted to tell Yisrael to enter a Beis HaKvoros for him, because he would be considered the Shliach and he would be Chayev. Says the Pimigodim V'yesh L'chalik. However, you can distinguish between the cases. He doesn't clarify what he means. Says the Moshe Feinstein in Yoredei Achilik Beis Simen Kuf Samach Gimel, Chas V'shalem Loimar Pimigodim Shiyite B'dova Poshut. He says it's clear that if a Kohen tells a Yisrael to bury somebody for you, that there's no Issa. And even according to Ravina, that holds that if the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva, reduce the shlichus, and it would seem that the kohen should transgress. He says no, because the kohen's body never entered the bis akvaras. The kohen's body never became impure, and since the Torah is makpid here that the body of the kohen should not become impure entering the bis akvaras, here the kohen's body never entered. So even though the ma'aseh kavua is related to the kohen, but that is pashut that the kohen did not become impure. Just like the Torah we mentioned earlier, b'negiatu Shabbos, why you are performing the mitzvah, dukas neiros Chanukah, and at the same time still you're not mechalel Shabbos. So to hear the kohen was not metame, because the kpeda, what the Torah's makpid is, that the body of the kohen should not become too impure. Says Rav Moshe, and it's possible that this is what the Pima Godim says, v'yesh lechalik. And Chaz v'Shalom loymar shapim godim tov b'davar pashut kaze. Chaz v'Shalom to say that pim godim really means to ask for such a thing. However, we did point out that the Pnei Yeshua had such a kasha, and the Noida B'Yudah seems to be understanding like that, that it would be also on the Meshaleach. However, the case of the Noida B'Yehuda, where both are Koyhanim, and one of them is impure, and the other one is pure, says the Noida B'Yehuda, that perhaps that is different, because the Koyen, who is now Tomeh, is considered Bar Chiyuvo. I mean the opposite. The Koyen who is Tor, who is pure, is considered Bar Chiyuvo, because in the case, if he would be Tomeh, he also would be Osor in Achilas Kochim. So he is considered Bar Chiyuvo. A Koyen who is Tor is also considered Bar Chiyuvo, prohibited in eating in a state when he is Tomeh. So perhaps he is considered Bar Chiyuvo, and therefore he does not qualify to be a Shliach for the Koyen, for the other Koyen. But that he would agree in our case, where Koyen tells the Yisrael for sure is not Bar Chiyuvo, he would qualify to be Shliach, and then the Koyen would be Oiver Issa. Just to point out one more Nakuda, that the Nagat to our original question on Shabbos, you can't say that the Shliach is not Bar Chiyuvo regarding to Shabbos. Right now, it's not Shabbos for him, but you can't call him that he's not obligated in Issa Shabbos. It's not the equivalent of a lady who doesn't have the prohibition of Hakofas Peah. You can't compare it to Yisrael who does not have the prohibition of marrying a divorced lady. Because here, that Yisrael is in the Pasha of Issa Shabbos, just it's not Shabbos for him yet, to the extent that the Rebbe Kevager in Simen Reish Samech Zayin says he's mistapik, somebody who accepted Shabbos and the other one did not accept Shabbos. Can the one who did not accept Shabbos make Kiddush for the one who accepted Shabbos? He says maybe because the Yodoy, he has the ability to accept Shabbos, therefore he's already considered now Bar Chiyuvo, and he would be able to exempt the other person in Kiddush. Now the Chasam Sofer in Nagos Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Tzadik Beis in Choshe Mishpot brings the Shaila that the Rabbi Kevager asked him. The Rabbi Kevager gives him a very interesting case. The case that we had in the Gemara is a man telling a lady, appointing a lady a shliach, to take off the payas of a cotton. Fred the Rebbe Kevager, what would be in the opposite case? A lady appoints a man to be her shliach to take off the payas from the cotton. So on a simple level, you would say that ein shliach ledvar avera. But let's take off now the problem of in shliach ledvar avera. The Rebbe Kevager is asking, do we say that because the shliach is the shliach of the lady, and for her this action is not considered iser, so we would say his yad is keyodo, is like her hand, and since she is permitted to be makif, therefore this action should become permitted for him, and memele there would be no iser. In other words, his kasha is that since that for the mishaleach, for the lady who is the messenger, who is the sender, for her, there is no issa. So when she appoints this shliach, even though that for the man there is issa, but since he is doing it on her behalf, it should become mutter, and there would be no issa, not for the shliach and not for the meshaleach. If we translate that in our words, in our case, that would mean that somebody was not Mekabel Shabbos and the other one was Mekabel Shabbos. The one who was not Mekabel Shabbos wants to appoint the Shliach who was Mekabel Shabbos to light for him, and it would be permitted for him to do so because he's doing it on behalf of the Meshaleach. Says the Chasam Sofer that we don't say that. Because anything that you cannot do on your own, you cannot become a Shliach for someone else.